a swivel. Yeah. It's only really my surroundings.
Hello and welcome to episode 219 of the Smash Accept podcast. I'm your host, Michael Royer. You can find me on Twitter at DynastyDadFF. Joining me as always is my partner in crime, the one, the only FF Snoog. Man, things have been crazy with free agency. I mean, it has just been absolutely insane. If you guys want to check that out, we just recorded a podcast with Mung going over all the free agency news. But Mung, tonight, what we're going to talk about is we're going to start talking about quarterbacks. I mean, this is a year. Quarterbacks are what makes things, you know, thrive in Superflex. It's the way you can separate yourself. And we're seeing with Justin Fields, we're seeing with some of these guys like Mac Jones, you know, Trey Lance in the past, the quarterback position is as risky as possible, but as well as we're trying to mitigate some of that risk. So I'm excited to chop some of that up. But I mean, how have you shifted your Superflex philosophy over the last couple of years? Because people that have Fields right now, they're panicking. People that had, you know, some of these other quarterbacks from that 2021 class are finding out investing in that kind of draft capital can really shoot your team in the foot if you don't pick the right guy.
Yeah, it all comes down to just locking in who you think is an absolute stud and not. Like, I like to prefer to trade for the already established guys. Like, I was drafting Anthony Richardson, CJ Stroud, and turning them into Kyler Murray, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrows. Even though, yeah, they ended up being good, they held their value, but it's just a risk. Like, I'm not willing to take it always if the price is kind of like Richardson was the 102. He was already a late first round, early second round pick. It was like there's not much room for him to grow for upside. So you got to be able to kind of see that, digest that, and kind of get a feel for that. Like, this year, it's going to be the same for Jaden Daniels and Drake May. Am I going to own any of them? Probably not. If they fall in value, then I will own them. But I'm not going to waste the second and the third overall pick over elite wideouts, where there's a lot more risk involved. So I'll just turn those into Kyler Murray, Dak Prescott, and win championships.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I've come so much further with that, where last year, you know, when the Trey Lance hype was like, oh, he's going to win the job back. And, you know, I traded the 102 and Trey Lance for Jalen Hurts, you know, and I think that got me to a spot where I was able to win a championship because Jalen Hurts had a great season, you know, and Anthony Richardson, who went 102, as special as he was, got injured, and that guy lost value right off the bat. Quarterbacks traditionally have a 50% hit rate. You know, we look at the 2020 class, and we got Burrow was fantastic, Jalen Hurts, Justin Herbert, Tua Tagovailoa. I mean, that's not your statistical norm, you know. I mean, then we look at 2021, Trevor Lawrence hasn't lived up to the hype. Justin Fields, we're seeing some of the issues right now. You know, you look at what we have with Trey Lance, Mac Jones, those guys. 2022, you know, it was just Kenny Pickett. You and I were completely out in the beginning on him. And then 2023, you know, I think you need to do your due diligence, because you were saying, you know, we're just trying to tier up, and we're going to talk a lot of different areas and ways that you guys can tier up. We're going to talk about a lot of this is going to be how you buy Patrick Mahomes, how you buy Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, those guys that you can, you know, rest your fantasy laurels on. But last year, you know, we went through and you and I owned a boatload of CJ Stroud because he became the cheapest guy. We were not in on Bryce Young. So I think a lot of it is trusting your tape and buying the right guys. Right now, I put a Twitter poll out there of like, who do you guys own the most of? For me, I own the most of Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, obviously, because those were guys that I bought in during their rookie drafts and slightly thereafter. And then the guys that I own most after that are the two guys where I was hyping up big time last year and getting for free, was Jordan Love and Brock Purdy. So if you can invest in the guys that you believe in, you put yourself in a better situation. What I want to really talk about is this year's class. I mean, last year, like I said, you know, you unless you went with Bryce Young, you did pretty well for yourself. You know, even Will Levis increased in value. Anthony Richardson retained his value. CJ Stroud went through the roof, you know, and that's the trickier part on the other side of the coin that we're talking about, Snoog, is like, you know, if you traded last year, if you went and tried to trade up to Dak Prescott, you know, you might have given up the 106 and that turned into CJ Stroud, you know. So there are definitely two sides to this. Let's break into this class right off the bat. So, I mean, obviously, you and I both have, and there, I saw a keep trade cut has shifted to Marvin Harrison as the 101. I just can't get behind that because of how talented this is. But Caleb Williams, I mean, Williams has been one of the best college football playmakers for the last 3 years. He's always a threat to advance the football with his arms, his legs. He's that guy that can create. He has that next level where a lot of people compare him to Patrick Mahomes. I know you and I aren't ready to go there yet. But when you watch Caleb Williams, I mean, right now he is my QB9. I have only, you know, that's a first round pick. That's right before Anthony Richardson, right after Justin Herbert. So I'm ready to invest in Caleb Williams, but it's all about cost. So talk to me about what you've seen from his tape, because I know, you know, there's a lot to unpack. He has been a fantastic quarterback. Some people are trying to pick out warts. We always try to do that this time of year. We're trying to be like, okay, what doesn't he do wrong? Tell me what he does right first.
Yeah, I mean, first off, he's the Steph Curry of football, right? This is a guy that's a point guard out there. He's a playmaker. He can extend plays with his legs. Accurate passer across the middle of the field. Absolute gunslinger. I mean, this kid could throw the ball 70 miles an hour. He can throw it 60 yards downfield. He can make all three level throws you look for in a pro quarterback, and it's there. He won the Heisman. He's played for Lincoln Riley. He's played at Oklahoma. He's played at USC. He's been a performer at both teams always. He did as a true freshman. He was phenomenal, outshining Spencer Rattler, who was on the pedestal at the time, right? This was a guy that was a five-star recruit, super hyped, super overrated, for Caleb to swoop in and steal his job and outperform him as a true freshman. So this is a guy that I look at very similarly to like a Kyler Murray, right? Where people are like, oh, he has the issues off the field. He's cocky, this, that, third. Doesn't matter. He's a good football player when he's on the football field. You can't determine wins in college football. Like, college football winning is such an important thing as a team. Like, a single quarterback's not going to carry. We saw guys like Justin Herbert. We saw guys like Patrick Mahomes, all these guys never win anything in college football. Doesn't matter. It's such a college sport. Coaching matters so much. So, I mean, this is a guy that's going to come in and be a fantasy football nightmare. Like, he had a lot of rushing touchdowns. He can run the ball. He's an athlete. He's going to throw for 30, 40 touchdown passes if he hits his ceiling. So I have him wedged in between like a Kyler Murray and like an Anthony Richardson right now. I think he's definitely above Richardson. He's going to go to a Bears team that's locked and loaded. They made some moves. They got DJ Moore there. They just signed Swift. They got the 9th pick. They got draft capital up the ass. So Caleb Williams is a guy that you can't go wrong. And he's that lottery ticket. I like to call him that because he has the most upside in this class to pay off and become a top 3 to 5 player at his position. So there's no reason you should avoid taking him at the 101.
Yeah, and I love that you said Kyler Murray, because that's been my comp for him too. That's Lance Zierlein's comp as well. You look at it, a lot of people say the most polished quarterback we've seen since Andrew Luck. You know, you look on NFL.com, some of his things, his production score is a 98 out of 100. His athleticism score is an 89 out of 100 for a total prospect score of 96 out of 100. That is unheard of. That is the type of prospect that we're looking for. This is what we're talking about, where if you're in this area, like, you are literally looking to, you know, tear up to get to Caleb Williams. So my question for you, and I've been saying this in a lot of places, I mean, there is no one way to do a rookie draft. There's no one way to cookie cutter things out. A lot of teams are in rebuild because they collapse for Caleb and their team looks like a hot garbage. You know, where I'm saying, you know what, why don't you go back to 103, get yourself Neighbors, get yourself Jaden Daniels, add a 25 first and a second. But what are you willing to tear up? You know, if you're at that, what I'm starting to worry about, and this is the kind of what's been going through my head a lot, is if I need a quarterback, I'm starting to fall off Drake May a little bit. I think if Drake May and Bowers are going to end up being the 5-6, if you're at 5-6 and you want to go to Caleb Williams, who you think is a more sure thing, what kind of draft capital do you think it's going to cost you in 24? So let's say you're at 105 and you want to make sure you get Caleb Williams. 105 plus what other pick in 2024 gets you that 101?
Yeah, you're going to have to give up another first, whether it's in 2024 or 2025, right? Because this is, like you said, this is a guy that's already a first-round startup pick, that Trevor Lawrence-type pedigree. So you're going to need to pay up the bag, and it's almost worth it because – I wanted to ask you this. Like, you're going to get those people that look at their leagues and they're like, I have Dak Prescott and Kyler Murray and I have the 101. I'm not taking Caleb because I don't need a quarterback, right? Take Caleb Williams. Like, I don't care if you have four quarterbacks. You can figure that out later. Always draft value.
Across the board for me, and you and I have talked about this a lot, and I know you and I have debated it with Jaden Daniels and Malik Neighbors. Now I want to talk about it with Marvin Harrison versus Caleb Williams. So if Marvin Harrison balls out and he becomes the next Justin Jefferson, which is in the realm of possibility, then he becomes, right now, Marvin Harrison is the 108 in a startup. So the best player in football for 3 years as a wide receiver one, that gets you at that 108 area. Caleb Williams is the 109 right now, okay? Because quarterbacks, the first seven picks are all quarterbacks. You know, like even guys that are right now, we've had Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, they've had some you know, bumps along the way. They're still worth more than what Justin Jefferson. You can argue that Anthony Richardson is really close in that same value. You can argue that Kyler Murray is. The quarterbacks are just king, especially if you're in a 12-team league. So what I've been saying to everybody is, listen, you know, they're like, I have Patrick Mahomes and I have Jalen Hurts. What do I want Caleb Williams for? Why would you not want three top 10 assets? That's the thing. Like, we don't need to tear down just for the sake of tearing down, but I think you can get back and accumulate value. Now, that's not just, you know, moving from one. I saw somebody the other day say, hey, I moved from the 101 to the 109 and I got a random 25 first. No. Like, that 109, yeah, you're going to get Xavier Worthy. You might get McCarthy. You might get Brian Thomas. But you're not getting something at that level of Caleb Williams. So if you do this, to me, Snoog, he's almost worth three random 25 firsts. Like, that's almost what we're at. I'm saying 2.5, but he's almost worth three. And that's just the prospect profile is better than anything we've seen in the last couple of years. One thing I wanted to bounce off of you, and I had a guy message me the other day, based off of Caleb Williams versus CJ Stroud as prospects. I was saying, I think Caleb's ceiling is a little bit higher because of the rushing, but we've seen it from CJ Stroud. The problem there is, you know, CJ Stroud doesn't have the same rushing upside, but we've seen what he is. He has that dog in him. And Caleb Williams is someone that I think has top 3 to 5 overall quarterback upside. CJ Stroud's already there. So if you're in that boat where you want to make one of those moves, how much of a value difference is there between Caleb Williams and CJ Stroud for you right now?
I think it's definitely early second or in that like 112, 204 range. It depends on the person, but I'm willing to give up anything up to 112 because CJ Stroud's a guy that he's already a top 5 quarterback. Like you said, we know what he is. We know what he's capable of. We know he has that 40 touchdown upside as a passer and the Texans are building around him. They got their guy. Let's talk about the Bears situation. Cause I think this might be the best situation that a 101 quarterback is going into. People don't understand that, like Bryce Young, Trevor Lawrence, like Kyler Murray, they were just thrown in a dumpster fire. And it was like, all right, make things work. Like Caleb Williams is going in with a wide receiver one, a competent O-line, Cole Kmet. They just brought in Gerald Everett. They're going to probably sign wide out in free agency. They just added DeAndre Swift with Khalil Herbert and Roshan Johnson. They have a pretty good offensive line. They got some tackles. They took Darnell Wright. Like they're locked and loaded. They're ready to go.
This is the team that Justin Fields needed to start out with, right? Like Justin Fields' experience, and I want to talk about him a little bit too, but the Justin Fields experience was literally running for your life with no weapons. And this year, you know, we add DJ Moore to the equation. He didn't have to run quite as much, but now the offensive line is improved. Yep. DeAndre Swift is a solid, you know, he's a solid pass blocker. You get him in there, add that to the equation. DJ Moore had a fantastic season. And I think if and when they do take Caleb Williams, he's going to have an ideal situation right off the bat, which is why I like him so much better than what we were talking about last year. You know, like CJ Stroud was a little bit riskier on draft day and Anthony Richardson. This is as safe as you get, in my opinion, that we've seen, you know, in the last 5 to 7 years. I mean, Andrew Luck, I was playing Dynasty at that time. I don't think you were, you know, but it's like it was a different game, you know, but Andrew Luck had that same feel. No one else has really had that. I mean, Joe Burrow, I think in 2020 were like, okay, he's going to be there. So Chad Parsons is in there asking about Patrick Mahomes. We're going to get to that. I love it. The next guy I want to talk about is moving. And glad we said that there. I'm going to throw that up there. So shout out to Chad Parsons, Under the Helmet. Absolutely amazing show. Make sure you guys check them out. He's been on our show before. His question was, how many 24 first round picks would it take to sell Mahomes? This is a weird area, and this is what we want to talk about in the show. Snoog, I've been a big, you know, proponent of selling Patrick Mahomes for this plus this plus this plus this. Now I'm not. You know, like now I'm at a spot where, man, like we have seen so many teams. I mean, in the past, if you would have sold for Justin Fields plus a first plus something else, you're burnt. You know, and you get to an area where this is Patrick Mahomes has become cheaper than he's ever been. Like, I had two sets of 102. No one wanted to trade up. They said, well, I'm not even willing to pay the 107 in a startup plus a first. You're not going to give a random 25 first and Justin Herbert for Patrick Mahomes? Like, Patrick Mahomes had his worst season that we've seen with absolutely no weapons, but he was still, you know, a top 10 quarterback. He's a year removed from being the QB1 with, what, 5,000 yards and 43 touchdowns. I think Kansas City loads up in the draft. If they get Xavier Worthy, man, you would be pumped, right? Like, they get another guy. They get an Adonai Mitchell. They get, you know, one of these other elite wide receivers in this class. And we see Patrick Mahomes doing Patrick Mahomes thing. We get Rashi Rice. He's starting to ascend. Travis Kelce, he's back. Like, this offense could be absolutely fantastic yet again. And that's what we really wanted to talk about is I put this tweet out there and I said, hey, if you guys want to tier up, you know, if you want to tier up and you want to get yourself Patrick Mahomes, let's start talking about some options. And for me, I went straight to the 101. Right now, going from what I've seen from market value, what I've seen from Dynasty Trade Calculator, Keep Trade Cut, you and I talking back and forth, the market seems to be Caleb Williams in the 104. If you got to make that choice today, is it Patrick Mahomes or is it Caleb Williams in that 104?
I'm taking Mahomes. I think I am too. Mahomes and Josh Allen, I think, are in their own tier. They're the safest, best dynasty fantasy football assets, whether it's 4 point, 6 point. I mean, you can even throw Josh Allen in that mix. Like, he's been QB2 or better the past four years.
If I have the 101, I'm taking Josh Allen. I'm not even debating it because Josh Allen.
The best football player we've ever seen.
Like, he adds, yeah, exactly. He's Cam Newton, but passes.
I don't care if he throws 15 picks and people try to say he's worse than Joe Burrow. Yeah. He's a million times better.
But Patrick Mahomes is right there. You know, he is the best quarterback throwing the football, being creative, what we've seen. And right now, like, looking at things, right now that similar tier right now, I mean, you look at, would you take Patrick Mahomes or Jalen Hurts in the 208? I'm smashing Patrick Mahomes there.
Yeah.
You know, last year I might not have said that. How about Lamar Jackson in the 203?
Smashing Mahomes.
CJ Stroud in the 112.
So I'm smashing Mahomes.
See, this is where I'm at now too, and I don't think I was there last year. You know, and that's the crazy thing is I'm at a spot right now where I'm willing to just say, you know what? Okay, I won it last year. I'm going to give you CJ Stroud in 112 because we've seen Patrick Mahomes do this for multiple years now. We've seen CJ Stroud do it for one. Joe Burrow or the 109?
I'd still take,
I think.
I think once you get past Mahomes and Allen, I think it's like Stroud, Burrow, and Hurts in their own tier. And then I think it's like Herbert, Lamar Jackson, and like those, and maybe like you could throw Caleb, Kyler Murray in that mix. But I think you would need at least like that 108 plus, right?
Well, that's what my next one was going to be, Justin Herbert in the 108. And I'm still not taking that. I think I would.
If it was a deep league with like two or three flex and three wideouts, super flex, I'd probably take it. But if it's like start 9 or start 10, I'd keep Mahomes.
I think it still has to be Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert plus the 106, because that way I know I'm getting May, Bowers, or Neighbors there at 6.
And Burrow can hit that ceiling with his weapons. Like Chase, he has like
– Oh, yeah.
They're probably losing Higgins and bringing in Brian Thomas Jr. or probably bringing in Worthy. So it's just he's never going to have bad weapons. So we never will know what he's like when he – hits his floor like Mahomes. We saw Mahomes with Sky Moore and Kadarius Tooney throw for 4,500 yards and 30 touchdowns. We'll probably never see that from Joe Burrow. So it's definitely tough, but from a ceiling perspective, Burrow can hit the ceiling that Mahomes is at.
And Burrow's one of the guys I'm buying, him and Kyler Murray, you know, and Jordan Love. We're going to talk about some Burrow trades, but the other ones, comps that we had in there, Kyler Murray and the 103.
Before we jump into this, Deontay Johnson just got moved to Carolina live on the Smash Pod.
All right. I love that for Bryce Young. You know, give him a security blanket. He did great. Like the ghost of Adam Thielen did great last year. So Deontay Johnson, throw that in there. Yeah, I'll take that. Now let's get back to Superflex here. You're talking Kyler Murray in the 103 or Patrick Mahomes? And before I even say that, Kyler Murray is still too cheap. He's going 205 to 208 in startups, a full round behind Joe Burrow, and that's just ludicrous. That's why in startups, if you have the 105, 106, 107, and you can move that 203 to 208 and add a first so you can get Kyler Murray, go keep doing that. Make sure you get Kyler Murray, because as soon as Marvin Harrison or Malik Nabers gets drafted there, I think he belongs right up there in the same tier as Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert. I know that's going to be hot take-ish for some people, but for me, Kyler Murray has just gone out and been a top 5 to 8 quarterback every single year that he's out there. And this year, coming off the ACL injury, was still good. So Kyler Murray in the 103 or Patrick Mahomes?
I would go with Kyler Murray in the 103. I'm just so confident Marvin Harrison or Malik Nabers there at three. And I think you're getting a locked and loaded top 10 dynasty wide receiver, and you're getting a top 8 dynasty quarterback. Yeah. So unless it's like start 7 or 8 or 9, in most normal dynasty 6-point passing leagues, give me Kyler.
That's the most intriguing one to me. The next one I have is Jordan Love in the 102. So if you know you're going to get Marvin, I am really coming around on Jordan Love. I mean, if you start to look at him and Patrick Mahomes were two of the, you know, they're two of the only quarterbacks in history. Mahomes did it in 22. Love did it in 23. 4,000 plus passing, 30 plus touchdowns, 200 plus rushing, 4 touchdowns, 15 or less turnovers. I mean, he was fantastic. I know that was one that, you know, he's been my guy. He's been someone that I've been adding everywhere for free. Now that value's there. I think I'm still going, man, if it's Jordan Love in the 101, I'm taking it. Love in the 102, I might not. So, I mean,
that's just the risk you need to make in Dynasty, right? Because that could be like pulling the golden ticket, Charlie.
Yeah. And that's factory. That's what we're talking about, is you need multiple assets here to go. For me, I'm not willing to tear down anymore from Patrick Mahomes. I mean, I put a poll out there, and this one was split even, but it was Dak Prescott, the 212 and 225 first. I'm not ready to move that way.
I would take Dak.
Would you?
225 first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where the market value is.
I can lock in Judkins and Tetrarai or McMillan or like Luther Burden with Dak. Sign me up.
I got you. Then the other one was Brock Purdy.
Dak is such a solid producer, right? That's a guy that's
still too cheap.
Top 10 quarterback every year. So
I saw someone trade the 107 straight up for him the other day in Superflex. And I'm like, I love Rome Odunze, but come on. Like, Dak Prescott is 30. He's not 60.
In a start 11, I traded 424 seconds for him, 201, 202, 205, and 208.
That's called cashing in on rookie fever. Yeah. I like that a lot. And then, you know, I have Brock Purdy in the 206 plus 225 first. I'm okay with that. Tua, I hate doing this, 204 and 225 first. I'm not touching Tua. You know, Jared Goff, the 112 and 225 first. I'm not going down past, for me, maybe Dak and Purdy. That's about it. It's still going to be another top 12 quarterback. And then I got to be adding multiple assets, because that's just how good Patrick Mahomes is. You can't move too much further off there.
He's one of those guys that I'll never buy. But if I have a Stroud, a Burrow, a Hurts, I'd look to tier up depending how cheap it is. Like, if I can take advantage of the market and like have a guy that has weak depth, needs a 2-for-1 type of deal, and I can give up Hurts in an early second or give up Stroud in the 201, like, that's a move I'd look to do. But I'm not ever turning Kyler Murray into Mahomes with like 2 firsts attached.
Yeah, no.
It's hard to bounce back from that, right? If you don't get the luck and you don't hit the lottery of getting the 101 or 102 in a startup, you're probably not owning Mahomes or Josh Allen.
And I think my point is, like, startups right now, in the past, right, we've talked about how much it really costs to move into that area. But right now, like I said, people 107, 108 wouldn't pay a first to move up. You know, like, if you could tell me you had Caleb Williams and a random first or Patrick Mahomes, do you want the boat or do you want the mystery box? You know what I mean? Like, Caleb Williams and that 25 first, even if 101, could be separated in there depending on what happens year one. So you and I both love Caleb Williams. This is just a way to talk about a couple of ideas for you guys if you want to tier up to Patrick Mahomes. Because one that, I'm willing to do that with Lamar Jackson for that Lamar plus the 203. I would do that all day, because I think we have an area now with, you know, Derrick Henry, which we alluded to in the last podcast, really talking about possibly vulturing away, you know, a couple touchdowns here and there. But we got my man King Quasi just said, he's looking in here. He goes, hey, Prescott will remain a top 10 producer for the next 6 years, similar to that Kirk Cousins arc.
Exactly. I look at him like he's a young Kirk Cousins, and it's like, sign me up. If I get top 12 numbers for the next 4 to 5 years, I call that a dub all day.
For sure. And I love that. I love that you guys are you know, on Twitter, on YouTube, you guys are getting involved here. We want to answer so many of your questions, you know, but we want to keep the show moving for sure as well. But guys like Spencer comes in here and says, hey, shout out to the Discord in the Smash Accept Patreon for convincing me to trade Justin Fields in the 108 for Trevor Lawrence and Deontay Johnson. Now dang. I get a starting wide receiver for Carolina, and I alleviate the risk of Justin Fields there with Trevor Lawrence.
And you lock in a starter long-term at quarterback that's going to have weapons built around him and a good team. So good stuff.
For sure. Now, we've talked about Caleb Williams. Now what I want to talk about is, you know, I have him borderline at that 102, 103. I know you have him more up your 104. Jaden Daniels is someone who I've loved in the process, who I see as, you know, a Lamar Jackson light. He obviously has some issues of potentially getting lit up at the next level, being a little bit smaller, not knowing how to take hits. I mean, it's almost comical how bad he gets beaten up. But the guy throws a beautiful, beautiful deep ball. He is absolutely phenomenal. He's the closest thing we've seen to Lamar Jackson since Lamar Jackson as far as athleticism coming out there. Maybe Anthony Richardson in that same way. He has that rushing floor. He has that passing upside. If he goes to Washington, you know, like, I'm okay with this. I think Jaden Daniels has a lot of potential to be in a, you know, a top 10 dynasty quarterback. What have you seen from the tape, you know, to back that up?
Yeah, I mean, he is an elite rusher. I definitely see the upside, and I posted some negative things on him, but it's not me being out on him. It's me pointing out the risks because nobody else is, right? Everybody's just saying how he's flawless, a Lamar Jackson. Like, no, there's definitely risks there. There's some raw abilities as a pure passer. He's allergic to the middle of the field. Like, these are things that can lead to being a bust, but we cannot hide the fact that he is an absolute monster with the ball in his hands as a pure rusher, kind of in that Justin Fields prototype. And he has a beautiful deep ball. Like, this guy could throw endless go routes, vertical routes down the seam. Like, I really was impressed with this tape from just like a pure electric, like, vertical threat, like dominating downfield and dominating with the ball in his hands. But I think for me, his cost is what's making me fade him at value. Is I don't know if I'm willing to put all my marbles in him at the 102, 103 over elite dynasty wide receivers like Marvin, Neighbors, where I see zero chance that they don't hit. And even Brock Bowers, right? Like, these are 3 to 4 guys, mix Caleb in there, that are very elite prospects that I don't see any of them being bad at the next level. You get to Drake May and Jaden Daniels, there is risk there. They're a lot riskier than the Brock Bowers, the Neighbors, and the Marvs. Yeah. But the upside's there, right? Like, if the Commanders do take Jaden Daniels, they got some firepower. They signed Eckler. Mm-hmm. They got Terry. They got Dotson. Like, they're making some moves. He can make things happen there. And the upside's there. Like, at worst, I think you get, like, kind of similar to how Fields was, where he's like a 1,000-yard rusher, but he's struggling a bit as a passer, turning the ball over, kind of getting hurt and stuff. But there is a chance, like, he hits and he's that next kind of Anthony Richardson type of prototype. Definitely risk involved, right? If he goes to the Patriots with Kendrick Bourne and Pop Douglas, like, he's probably not going to hit a top 10 ceiling. No. But the rushing,
I'm worried about who goes there for sure. I mean, look at what he did. You know, people talk about obviously he transferred. He got better every single year. He's a little bit older. You know, I think he just turned 23.1. So he just turned 23. But what he did in his Heisman year, I mean, 72.2% completion percentage, 3,800 yards, that's fifth. 40 touchdowns, that's second to just 4 interceptions. Over 1,000 yards rushing at 8.34 yards per carry, that's first.
Yeah.
10 rushing touchdowns, 11 in 2022. I mean, you know, I look at this as the most, you're gonna say this is a little awkward, but the most polished quarterback that's looked at as a rushing quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. He is more polished than what Lamar was as a passer coming out. He's obviously much more polished than what we saw from Justin Fields. So I'm in on Jaden Daniels. I am more willing to, you know, bet on him than I am Drake May at this point.
Yeah.
Like, if someone gave me the 107 and the 103 for the 101, I would smash that right now, because I'm very confident in Rome Odunze, and I'm very, very confident in Jaden Daniels. And I think Jaden Daniels, in a lot of classes, let's be honest, would be the 101. You know, like, this is a great opportunity to buy that way. You don't need to, you know, overpay to get into that all the way up to 101. If you're at 108, try to move up to 103, see what can happen there. But again, you're right. If he does not go to the Commanders, if he goes to the Patriots, I'm a little bit worried. You know, I'm a little bit worried about whoever goes there based off the talent level on that particular team.
you got to think too, he's going from Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas Jr., both top 15 to 20 prospects in this class. I mean, Brian Thomas could go as early as top 12, like top 15. Like, this guy was an elite athlete, unbelievable downfield at winning vertically. And we saw what Malik Nabers was capable all years there. My thing with Daniels is, why did it take till year five to be good? Why did it take till Brian Thomas and Malik Nabers were ready to go and ready to break out? Like, there is risk there, and going from that core to the Patriots or the Commanders core is a big difference. So everyone knocked C.J. Stroud from going from Ohio State wideouts to going to the Texans or going to any NFL in the top three, but nobody's saying it with with Jaden Daniels. So I like to bring context into play with these type of players. I personally won't own any shares of Jaden Daniels. Even if he becomes a Patriot, I'll be excited. Like, I want to root for him. I think he can be very good. But I'd rather just get Kyler Murray or get a Dak Prescott plus or get a Trevor Lawrence.
I love that you said that, because that's something that's very important to me. Is you and I talk about the value of said players, right? For me, I'm not, if I have Jaden Daniels, I'm not selling him for less than what would be the 103. But we talk about these guys in the past. And like I said, I traditionally, I know you do as well, because the quarterback position is so important, I am only going to invest in certain players. Like I said, I mean, across 18 leagues, I have 8 Josh Allen, 6 Patrick Mahomes, 6 Lamar Jackson, 4 Jalen Hurts, 4 Purdy, 4 Jordan Love. And then I have like 2 of this guy and 2 of that guy. You know what I mean? If you look across the leagues, I've only drafted Bryce Young once, and that's because I had all 12 first round picks. I did not draft Trevor Lawrence, Trey Lance, Zach Wilson. You know, like there's just a long list of guys that you don't have to own. And that's what so many people are like, well, I guess I'm pigeonholed into this. No, you're not. Like, dude, go ahead and pair. You got that 103 and you don't like it. Pair it with a second for Kyler Murray. Go ahead and get the sure thing. You don't like where you're at 105. Okay, get yourself into an area where you get Dak Prescott and you feel more comfortable with that. Yes, he's older, but it's a sure thing.
Yeah, C.J. Stroud was one of the few rookie quarterbacks I was actually drafting and keeping, just because biased C.J. Stroud fan, loved him, thought he was a great passer, thought there was a lot of upside, and he was cheap, right? Richardson, it was hard holding him when he was already being priced close to his ceiling. Like, I was seeing him, I literally traded him for Kyler plus at one point.
I'm glad you brought him up, because that's what we could do, you know, like after rookie drafts, I was trading Anthony Richardson for C.J. Stroud plus. Now you can flip it the other way. Anthony Richardson now is going one. He's going right at the same spot at 101. He's going above Jordan Love. He's going above Kyler Murray. And in some areas, he's going above Justin Jefferson. And
I'd sell him.
I know he was absolutely phenomenal.
I like him. I'd sell him.
But he only played 4 games. And then he only finished 2 of them. He was phenomenal in those 2. Yeah. But like, what people don't realize, you and I talked about this with JSN. And yes, I got a ton of blowback. So did you, saying we're reshuffling it. Is it really that bad to say, okay, Anthony Richardson could be top 5, but I could reshuffle this and get myself to Caleb Williams, or I could get to Jaden Daniels plus a first, or I can get to myself in an area where I could add to Anthony Richardson and get Joe Burrow, add to Anthony Richardson and get Patrick Mahomes.
That's
to me, if you don't like a player, that's fine, but use him as an asset to get to that next piece that you want. And at the quarterback position, it's too dangerous to tear down, like from Anthony Richardson. Like, we have a disappearing middle class of quarterbacks, you know. Like, I'm not someone the other day asked me if they would tear down from Anthony Richardson to Bryce Young. No, I'm not. Like, there's just too much risk there. I think Bryce Young is going to be fine, but I don't think that's the kind of move that I want to make. I want to tear down, I want to tear up, I want to get myself into a sure thing, you know, unless I'm like win now, where I tear down to Dak or Goff and get a plus, plus, plus on top of that, you know? And I think that's really where I've come to with the quarterback position, is I need that sure thing. For me, Drake May is not a sure thing. Drake May right now, he has that ideal NFL arm talent. He can hit the throws. He makes some of those big throws that wow you, but he makes a lot of turnovers and a lot of sloppy plays as well. I know Zoltan has been digging deep into that and not been thrilled with what he's seen. What have you seen?
I've seen a guy. I'm yet to fully go through Jaden Daniels and Drake May. I've just seen enough. But I see a guy that's very Jordan Love-esque, right? This is a guy that's a gunslinger, very raw, but he's a good athlete. He has more rushing upside than Love does, but that prototypical 6'4", 215, 220 size, strong arm, can make every throw, inaccurate at times, raw underneath. Like, those are the things you see from these gunslingers, but gunslingers are becoming very big in the NFL nowadays. So I think he fits today's NFL. Can he get to that ceiling? Can he sit for 6 to 8 games and sit behind a Joe Flacco and learn from a veteran gunslinger? I think that'd be best case scenario for him. But I think Drake May is going to become a good value, right? Because it seems like everyone's starting to kind of fall off his wave. And I think it's just prospect fatigue. I think he's a guy that can make every throw. He can throw the ball 60 yards downfield. He's raw for sure, but so are a lot of these rookie quarterbacks. Daniels is more polished for the next level. Better technique. He's better in the pocket, more accurate underneath, more accurate downfield. But I think Drake May's arm is undeniable talent. And I think he's a guy that has rushing upside, right? He's a guy that could rush for 500 yards and maybe get 5 touchdowns rushing. It adds a lot of value in fantasy football. So if Drake May goes to the Commanders or to the Patriots or falls maybe 6 to the Giants, like he's going to be a guy that I will take the shot on at the 106, 107. Because at that cost, I'm willing to take the risk.
Yeah.
At the 102 over Marvin Harrison Jr., Neighbors, that's when you start to get, okay, I'm out of that. I'm not touching that price range. So
totally different scenario. I love it.
Yeah, exactly.
From YouTube, our man Kyle's Money says, yo, what's up, fellas? Going from Kyle's Money to Kyler Murray. I want to talk about some Patrick Mahomes deals. We got this first one sent in from Chris Abbott. Patrick Mahomes and Najee Harris, Patrick Mahomes and Najee Harris. Or Kyler Murray, Chase Brown, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, 24 first and 25 first in a second.
Say that one more time.
Mahomes and Najee, or Kyler, Chase Brown, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, the 110, the 113, the 24 second and 25 first.
Oh, give me Kyler side all day.
Smash. I love it.
Smash that, yeah. And I'll flip JSN for like a...
And he got the other side, so I love that. I want to talk about a few more here. This one's interesting, sent in from Badfish. Pick was, it's Patrick Mahomes and Rashi Rice, or Nico Collins, CJ Stroud, and the 110. So I kind of like that we're going there and we're getting Mahomes and Rice. It's a stack on both sides,
stack.
Yeah. Is the 110 enough to change your mind there a little bit?
Nah, I'd go with the Rice Mahomes stack.
Another one sent in from our guy from the Patreon. Awesome guy. If you guys don't follow him, that's our guy Prospect with an X. Patrick Mahomes and Garrett Wilson, or Jalen Hurts, Dalton Kincaid, and the 106 in tight end premium.
Give me Mahomes and Garrett Willie by a mile.
Yeah. If that was the 103,
102,
yeah. Because then you and I have Garrett Wilson and Neighbors pretty close, and I have Hurts and Mahomes pretty close, but I don't think Kincaid closes that gap enough there. That's a great one to send in, Prospect. I like it. Got a few more here. This one is a 14-teamer. Patrick Mahomes or Brock Purdy, 25 first and 213. I'm smashing Mahomes there. I think it's got to be a little bit more. Patrick Mahomes in the 106 or Justin Herbert, the 103 in a 25 second.
Mahomes.
Yeah, that's got to be the 101, you know, like a 102.
Am I buying Mahomes right after this?
I know, that's what I'm doing this thing, right? And I haven't been buying Mahomes. And next thing you know, I was looking at my shares and I was like, yo, I have a 33% exposure to Patrick Mahomes and I kind of love it. You know, like some of the Matthew Stafford and CeeDee Lamb in the 109 or Mahomes in a second. I mean, you know, like as much as I love CeeDee Lamb, that's not the same thing. Like these trades don't make a lot of sense. Stephon Diggs, Patrick Mahomes. This one's from Josh Dessing. Stephon Diggs, Patrick Mahomes, and Puka Nacua, or Herbert, Pittman, 107, and Russell Wilson. Like, am I missing something here? Like, Puka should not be on that side. Puka's free here. These trades are way too cheap. And then Mark, with a bunch of numbers at the end, he said, you know, Kyler in the 103. You and I are okay with that. You know, you and I are on board with the Kyler in the 103. I can get behind that. I have no problem there. I got to say here, this is the most YouTube followers we've had as we're mid podcast. And I got to give a shout out to our guy. He's been doing great edits on Twitter, on TikTok. Make sure you guys aren't just following us on, you know, on Twitter. Make sure you guys are following us on TikTok. Make sure you guys are following us, you know, on YouTube at Brock Dynasty. That's B-R-O-C Dynasty. Absolutely making some great videos. If you guys haven't seen them over there on TikTok and Facebook Reels, like we have ones for Adonai Mitchell. You did one for Xavier Worthy. He's going to start bringing fire content. So make sure you guys are following him. I'm scrolling down to get to our Joe Burrow trades here, but we'd be remiss if we didn't talk Kirk Cousins real quick. So Kirk Cousins, okay? Kirk Cousins has been that guy for you and I that's like, dude, I'll pay the 112, right? And then he gets injured, tears his Achilles. He's been going for, I've been buying him all offseason for the 205 to 208. And then he goes to the area that is the second best situation, right? Minnesota still would have been the best, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Atlanta is straight fire. And people are willing to pay a first again. And I'm not. And I got a lot of criticism on that on Twitter. I said I'll pay the 203. I'm not back in on Kirk Cousins at 35 years old, post-Achilles tear, in a new situation for a first-round pick. Tell me I'm crazy.
He's 36 now. They signed him to a monster contract, 180 mil, 4 years, yeah. 50 million signing bonus. I mean, they paid him, and they put weapons around him right away. Darnell Mooney brought him in on a nice deal.
Would you pay a first, though? That's the question. I think Kirk Cousins is fantastic for Drake London. Kirk Cousins is great for Kyle Pitts. Great for Bijan. Darnell Mooney could reestablish his career. I think Kirk Cousins in Atlanta is great for everyone, but I'm still not willing to pay a first for Kirk Cousins in 2024. 2024 class is good, to finish. I'm not doing it.
I'd give an early second.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
If I'm a contender.
202,
203. He's good until the end of his contract. I don't think he's a player that can play till he's 40.
What if it's a late 25 first? Like, you got one of them rosters where you're like, dude, this is a...
Other than 26.
So here's what I'm telling everybody is, and I made this trade today. I gave up Kirk Cousins in a second for Jared Goff, and I ran around the house screaming. Like, Jared Goff is the new Kirk Cousins. He is. Like, he's a prototypical guy that is going to finish QB9 to QB12 or 13 every year for the next 5 years. He's in a better offense. As much as we love the guys in Atlanta, Detroit has already proven that they can do that. So I pulled up the Joe Burrow trades. I want to hit these because I think we'd be remiss not to talk about them. I think, there he is. Brock's coming in to say, hey, what's up? Thanks for the shout out. Another trade here sent in from John as we're going. He says, Herbert or the 105. Mid 25 first, late 25 second. So the 105, mid 25 first, late second, or Justin Herbert?
Herbert.
Yeah. If I'm the 105, you're not locked in to get that quarterback in this class.
If Malik Nabers goes to the Chargers or Brock Bowers, Justin Herbert's going to hit a new level of value. So it's just like people are going to be like, damn, like, we haven't seen Justin Herbert's ceiling in 2 years because his entire wide receiver core and offensive line has just been injured, gone. They lost their center to, I think, a heart issue, Corey Linsley. And they lost Keenan Allen and Mike Williams for most of 2022 and 2023. They lost Eckler to injury. Like, we haven't seen this guy's ceiling since his second year where he had 450 fantasy points and like 40 touchdown passes and like 5,200 yards. So, I mean, that there's upside there for him to kind of come back to life.
I've seen him fall into like 110 in his startups and I'm just like blown away. Like, he should be going 108 every single time. We've switching over from Patrick Mahomes, which, by the way, if you guys are another on the podcast thing, Curtis Samuel goes to the Chiefs. I love that. I've been buying him cheap everywhere. He's just that Swiss Army knife that I think would fit great in an Andy Reid system. So that's great. Let's talk some Joe Burrow trades here. Nick Fleming sent in one. Joe Burrow, Quentin Johnston, the 207, and Pat Freiermuth. Or, you're going to love this, Kyler Murray and Mark Andrews.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I helped.
Let me join this league. Give me
what I absolutely love is in the Discord, in the Patreon. A lot of these I'm seeing on Twitter and I'm like, yo, I was involved with that trade. Today was the first ever where it was two Patreon members both asking me the same question on the same trade and they got it done. It was just like a super cool thing where I was like, wait a second, that's the same exact question. And I was like going back and forth. So love the exposure. Love you guys getting involved in there. If you guys want to know like player values, how Snoog and I operate, you guys got to get in there. It's growing daily. But again, let's go into some of these trades. sent in from Booby Miles. Would you trade Justin Herbert and DJ Moore? DJ Moore and the 102 for Burrow and Chase. People love the stack, but we're talking 102, Justin Herbert, and DJ Moore.
Give me DJ Moore, Herbert, and Marv all day.
Yeah, I am that too.
I have DJ Moore still not in, I haven't added in Marvin Harrison and Neighbors and Odunze into my rankings yet. But just from like what we have right now, I have DJ Moore in my top 12.
So do I.
Rankings. I think he is getting Caleb Williams, and he's going to be a guy that puts up numbers for 4 to 5 years.
I got a couple quick DJ Moore questions. DJ Moore or Devonta Smith?
DJ Moore.
I agree right now.
I'm one of the biggest Devonta Smith believers and lovers.
Yeah, so. I am too. DJ Moore or everyone's new favorite, Drake London?
London. I actually would take London.
We're going to talk about that on another show. I just had to get that out.
Yeah, right, big London.
Here's a 14-teamer sent in from Fat Hams. Love that name. Jefferson and McBride or Joe Burrow in the 106? And this is a 14-team. 14-team, yeah.
14. Anything 12 and up makes quarterbacks even more valuable because not everybody can have two quarterbacks.
This is a tricky one because, honestly, he's getting Jefferson and Trey McBride. It's also 2.0 tight end premium. I was leaning on that McBride side because – but yeah, 14 team.
You can land Bowers, right? You could put Bowers will go top 3 or 4 in that draft. Yeah, it's tough.
Guy sent in from It's Me, David from before. Love that handle. Kyler Murray straight up for Joe Burrow. Like he's like all in on that. I still think you can get at least a late first in separation there between those two.
If the Cardinals landed Marv and they land some type of wide receiver too, and with McBride, you could argue Kyler Murray could produce a couple more better seasons than Joe Burrow, but it's not guaranteed. So we it's hard to play that window. Burrow has Chase. As of today, he has Higgins, even though he's likely gone. You got to go with Joe Burrow. I mean, he's got a top 2 to 3 wide out tied to him for the next however long. So
at Soy Lloyd says Garrett Wilson and Anthony Richardson or Joe Burrow and the 109 or 109.
Give me Garrett Wilson side all day.
Let's change that to the 106. Would you be able to? I think that's my line.
I think Burrow.
9 gets you out of that area. I think 9 is going to be Brian Thomas Jr. or, you know, Xavier Worthy. And I'm not ready to put those guys in that same area. F underscore Dufort says Joe Burrow or Nico Collins, Sam Laporta in 2 seconds.
Burrow.
That's
am like, I going and buying Burrow too?
I know. Like, I didn't start the podcast or this week wanting to buy either of them, but then I'm like, okay, I guess that's where we're at now. Like I'm buying these guys. Keenan Allen, Justin Herbert in the 105 or Joe Burrow in the 103?
Herbert.
Okay. I'm going to take Burrow in the 103 there. Cause
I think most leagues it's going to be like most Superflex leagues. People are going to take Drake May and Daniels top 4 if they go where they should go, top 3 in the NFL draft. So I'd get my 103 at 105 in Malik Neighbors. So I would personally just take the free Keenan Allen there.
Yeah.
Tear down a little bit from Burrow to Herbert. That's my logic, but I'd be taking that risk because not every league's like that. So I think it depends on your league. But
the Dynasty Fox sent in Joe Burrow or Dak Prescott in the 108. It's Burrow.
There's a chance.
It's Burrow, but what if it's the 107? Then I think I do it.
I think that's what I was just going to say. I was going to say, Dad, if that's Romo Odunze that slips to that 108, if he goes
which
to
like I think a, he could. I he think could McCarthy could Titans. Get up there and he moves back.
He goes to the Titans and Brian Thomas goes to the Bengals. We're going to see Romo Odunze fall outside the top 7, and that's why I've been pounding the drum for holding your 108s. Don't tear up yet. Got to hold on to that 108.
Defend the Den says Joe Burrow in a 25-second or Tua in the 105.
I'd go Tua.
Oof, I never. That's my one thing. It's just never owned Tua. I never own him.
He's just like a young Kirk Cousins to me. So it's like I get the 105. Can I land Neighbors? Can I land I take Burrow maybe.
Yeah, then I have another one here where it's two of the 203, the 206 for Burrow, and I'm like, no, that one makes me throw up in my mouth. Like, it's more that secondary piece there. I don't want a couple of seconds to transfer up from Tua to Burrow. I can't do that one. I'm just not there. And then another one, like I said, Burrow straight up for the 101. We want the 101 to be Joe Burrow. So it is Joe Burrow. Take what's already the sure thing. Snoog, this has been one of the most fun episodes we've had. Why don't you tell people what you're working on is with the Patreon and some other things, and let's close this out.
Yeah, I mean, with such a big free agency right now, the next few days, I'm going to be working on getting my rankings together for those in the Patreon. Just so everybody knows, my rankings stay in the Patreon. They stay updated. I don't really post them to Twitter. Every now and then, maybe once every 6 months, I'll post my dynasty rankings. But I like to keep that for you guys in the Patreon to kind of get my rankings exclusively, kind of add some value to you guys. But I'm working on draft stuff. Once this free agency stuff, I'm waiting for it to blow over so I can get back to my draft content, my draft stuff. But right now I'm working on shaping up my top 10 wide receivers. I'm really focused on this. Running backs, I'm not blown away by. I'll be honest. I haven't put too much effort into it.
One of them's going to go to Dallas. Dallas is an open spot.
Draft capital is everything for this class. There's about five guys that I think could see some Rashad White, James Cook value, maybe like James Cook plus, Rashad White plus, where they're guys that are day two guys that can end up getting the workhorse volume for a couple of years and being valuable in fantasy. I'm going to take the cheaper ones who get in the best landing spot, but draft capital is going to shape that out. It's time for me to start diving into this quarterback class, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, kind of find out where their home is in my rankings and in my mock draft. So right now I'm working on rookie stuff, getting together some mock drafts for you guys, getting together some top 12 Superflex rankings, the values, who to draft, who not to draft. We're lower on guys like Keon Coleman and like Devontae Walker and Johnny Wilson, like guys that had great combines that are rising up boards. I'm not buying into it. I saw what I saw on tape, so we're going to stay lower on those guys and hype up the worthies who are somehow getting devalued for running a 4.2 140 and being a good route runner and good at everything on the football field. So here we are, just working on the draft process. We're about a month and a half away. It's like Christmas morning, Dad, when we wake up and it's April 26th and it's time to watch Marvin Harrison Jr. go to the Cardinals and everybody get so hyped and put him over Justin Jefferson. So it's coming.
Always my birthday weekend, one of the most fun times, you know, checking out drafts. And what I really love about the Patreon right now is last year you and I were only really starting to get to know each other a little bit and started the podcast. This year it's like, dude, you're looking at my rankings, you're looking at Snoog's rankings, you got Mung's rankings in there, John's rankings, you know, Austin Abbott started posting things in there in the Discord, Brock's been doing things, Fleming. I mean, there's so many guys that you can start to get an eclectic look at how we view prospects. And each area you can move around the Discord, you can talk shop in there. Guys have been talking, literally, it runs itself, and then they're talking to Snoog and I on the side. You know what I mean? So it's been a great time. Make sure you guys check out the Smash Accept Patreon. Make sure you guys check us out on YouTube. Check us out on TikTok. Thanks again for tuning in, and enjoy the process.
Boom.